Today's learning will be done in memory of Amitai Evan Shoshan, 20 years old, lost his life just the other day in Gaza. Our learning should be in memory of his neshama and Rabbi Zichra Baruch, Shem Yikom Damo. Okay. So we had touched on the end of Tosos last time regarding different brachos and brachos mukhavrta and shmona esrei. The second answer of Tosos, just to spell it out, was to say that it's samach to the first bracha, which is brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, even though we don't actually have that, but it has Elokei Avraham, which is Adon, and Adon is Malchus, so it's basically Malchus. So that was Tosos. That's how we ended, I believe, on Thursday. Okay. Just moving on. There is discussion that I don't know if we had fully. The discussion whether it's a full bracha or not. Do we mention the Rashba and Raiva, that machlokas?
What?
We mentioned the machlokas Ravid. Whether you say Baruch Atah Hashem?
For what?
I thought it being Kavua Bracha.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Okay, yeah. Good. So we did that. So that was that machlokas. And did we talk about Simcha at all? Did we talk about Simcha on Shabbos?
I don't think so.
Okay, so let's have a little bit of a conversation on that, and then maybe we'll talk about Simcha Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we'll delay that for tomorrow for other reasons. I think that could work into tomorrow's year. Exactly, that's what I was thinking. Let's have a Simcha on Shabbos. We'll leave Simcha for Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we'll touch on that a little bit tomorrow. Okay, so let's just wrap up with Simcha on Shabbos being the question. Right, so the Gemara, as you sure saw, said that if you forget on Yantif, you say Baruch Shenasan Yom Tov Lamo Yisrael Simcha Uzikaron Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael Vahazman. And the Gemara is unsure about Rosh Chodesh, but the Gemara is sure that if you forget Yalav Yavo on Shabbos, you say Baruch Shenasan Shabbos Lumnucha. Lamo Yisrael, Ahava Laos Lubris, Baruch Mekadosh Shabbos. Right? So, what's noticeably absent from that line is a Simcha. Did I mention the Ahava point? The quick point from the Levush? Did I mention that?
Sounds familiar.
I didn't mention it on Thursday, the Ahava point? No? I mean, I'll mention it now, just it's such a nice idea, although there's a kash on it. The Levush says, how come Ahava is used by Shabbos and not by Yantav? Right? What's Pshat? How come? So the Levush has a beautiful Pshat. And this is it gets quoted, not on the Sugya, but it gets quoted. Where the Levush says that Yantav was given at Sinai. Shabbos was given before Sinai. Everyone knows that at Sinai, when we got there, Hashem took the mountain, held it over our heads, and kavol im har kikus, and says, you know, if you accept this mutav im lav sham teik v'raschem, this is where you're going to die. We had no choice but to accept the Torah according to that Maimar Chazal. Now, there's questions about that, because we said Nasav Nishma, right? Tosus has that kasha. But bottom line, the Gemara seems to imply from that Gemara and Shabbos that we had no choice, and it was not the Ahava, it was Meira that we accepted the mitzvah. So, says the Levush, there are a couple of exceptions. The Gemara teaches that in Mara, we were, and Rashi brings the Chumash, we were given three things, right? It's a question of what they were, but certainly Shabbos is on that list. I did, okay. So there's a whole hack. But Shabbos is certainly one of them, right? Ariad, Shabbos is certainly one of those on the list. Why is that relevant? So Levush says a brilliant suggestion, where he says, listen, Shabbos, that was Ba'ahava. Yontif, that's in many ways biyira, meaning Yontif, we had no choice but to accept Yontif because kafalim hakigigas. We don't say ba'ahava. But Shabbos is ba'ahava. That's ba'ahava. There was no mountain held on the top of us. We accepted it and it was given ba'ahava. And therefore, we say ba'ahava by Shabbos and not by Yontif. Now, someone asked me a kasha. I think it's a decent kasha. I'm still thinking about it. Someone asked me a kasha. Anyone have a kasha on this Mahalachal Lulavosh? Are you have a kasha on this Mahalachal Lulavosh?
About the fourth Dibra in Shabbos. So like it's not like even though we got Shabbos by Amara, it seems to be like.
Okay, that's a fair Shiloh. That's a fair Shiloh. We could try to resolve that Shiloh, but it's a fair Shiloh. Absolutely. Okay, good. All right, that's a good Shiloh. Anything else? Any other Shilohs? Well, I guess it wasn't Kavale Marka Gigas. Yeah, you're saying it wasn't still, okay.
Also
a Shiloh, okay. Also,
maybe there's
pests on it. Okay, also a Shiloh. Trevor's asking good Shilohs today. Another Shiloh, someone asked me a good, I thought this was a very solid Shiloh too. Someone asked me a very solid Shiloh. Someone said, I don't understand. We read on Shabbos that in Pesach Mitzrayim, tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem says, Achorosh is Elohim Rosh Chodesh, and Rishon Elohim Chodesh Hashem. Presumably, the way Rashi explains, part of that pasuk, presumably, what did Hashem say to the Jewish people in Mitzrayim? Achorosh is Elohim Rosh Chodesh, no. That what? That here you go, right? Here's your mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Now, maybe you could try to get out of it, but presumably...
It's not so hard to do. You could just say that, okay, like now we have established the lunar calendar, but
okay.
Not actually giving any mitzvahs.
Right. So, right. So you could say, well, it's not really giving you the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. It's establishing the lunar calendar, telling you how to count. That could be. But someone asked, just to tell you what he asked, he was like, one second, if you take it to the next step, which is that Hashem is giving us Rosh Chodesh, so that was before Kabbalah Satorah, and therefore Rosh Chodesh should also be Ba'ahava.
The realm of the all encounters.
Okay, but that's not mentioned here. Right, that's not mentioned here. So, we don't see it here. Okay, anyway, so that's a side point. The main point that I want to get to is the question of Simcha. How come there's no mention of Simcha when it comes to Shabbos? Jacob, you hear the kasha? Meaning, what happened to Simcha on Shabbos? This is the main question. So, I'd like to summarize a mimer that I had learned that was written by the Ramu Shlita's Chavrusa. It was written by a man, Talmid Chacham, named Rav Binyamin Tabori, who was a Rebbe for many years in Yeshivas Gosh, Chavrusa the Ramu. And he has a very nice summary of Simcha and Shabbos. There's a lot of Makoros on this. He has 13 Makoros back and forth. I'll just summarize a few of them. Maybe get to all of them, but quickly. Is there Simcha and Shabbos or not? So the Pasuk says, V'yom simchaschem u'mo'adechem u'roshei chatshechem u'sukatem b'chatzotzos. It's Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yod. The Ibn Ezra on that pasuk talks about the origins of the simcha and talking about why a person is besimcha. It sounds like it has to do with some sort of victory. That's what the Ibn Ezra writes. Talks about Purim and Chanukah. Tabori talked about maybe Yom Ha'atzmaut. Okay, this is, you know, you can apply that idea. And the way the Ibn Ezra seems to say it, there's a correlation between a nitzachon of sorts and simcha. Shabbos obviously is absent of that. Number two, there's a fascinating Sifri. This Sifri is the go-to source on this topic. The Sifri says, "V'yom simchaschem v'mo'adechem, elu ha-shabbosos." Interesting. Elu ha-shabbosos. Very interesting. Elu ha-shabbosos. Okay, meaning that's not the Pasuk Shah, but the Sifri says it. That if Yom Simchaschem is a reference to Shabbos. What would you take away from that? You would take away from that.
So there should be Shabbos.
And you know Simcha on Shabbos. Against the way our Gemara goes.
What?
Our Gemara's mashma, there is no Simcha on Shabbos. We leave out the word Simcha. But the Sifri's mashma, there is. The Bahag, when he counts his Taryag, counts the mitzvah of Shabbos as the mitzvah of Simcha v'oneg b'Shabbos. That's his language. Sounds like he counts it. Now, it may be the Rabbanon, but he counts the Indian of Simcha. The Manik refers to Shabbos as a Yom Mishtav v'Simcha. Okay? The Shibale Halakha quotes a Shita that explains why we say Yisvuchu v'malchuscha. Right? Because it's Yom Simchascha. The Yushalmi Maseches Megillah in the first parak. So the Yushalmi says that Purim shouldn't be ever celebrated on Shabbos. Why? Because it says in the Megillah, Lasos Osam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. You have to make them into days of Mishta V'Simcha. Says the Yushalmi, Shabbos is already a day of Mishta V'Simcha. You can't make it into a day of Simcha if it's already a day of Simcha. And therefore Purim isn't celebrated on Shabbos. Mashma, that there's Simcha on Shabbos. Question?
Yeah, is that like a similar reasoning to like why we don't wear tefillin on Chol?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that's a bet os. It's a bet os. Right. Now, the Gemara in Ksubas and Tosos there on Dav Zayin and Beis talks about Panim Chadashos when it comes to Shevet Brachos. That, you know, a person who wasn't at the wedding or, you know, wasn't involved yet at the Simcha shows up, then you say Shevet Brachos. Otherwise, the rule is you don't say Shevet Brachos without Panim Chadashos. Anyone who has had family Simchas, I'm sure you're familiar with Panim Chadashos. Now, the question becomes, what about on Shabbos? So, we assume that certainly the first two meals on Shabbos, we don't need Panim Chadashos. Says Tosos, why? Because Shabbos has in it Simcha. You don't need Panim Chadashos. According to Tosos, Panim Chadashos is Ribui Simcha. You don't need Panim Chadashos on Shabbos because Shabbos has Ribui Simcha.
Where's Tosos?
Dav Zayin and Beis and Ksuvos. Another raya has to do with Avelos. Right? The Yushalmi explains why doesn't Shabbos knock off Avelos Shiva? Because says the Yushalmi, if it would knock it off, you would never have Shiva. Right? Because by definition, every case of Avelos, which you have 7 days, is going to interfere, or Shabbos is going to interfere with that Shiva. So says Yushalmi, you would never have Shiva if Shabbos knocked it off, and you need Shiva. So therefore, Shabbos doesn't knock it off. Mashma, that Shabbos could knock it off, meaning that there is Simcha on Shabbos, and it could knock it off. Okay. Now, on the flip side of things, Tosos is not that way. Tosos says that there's no Simcha on Shabbos. This is in Moed Katan. Why? What's his proof? Because if there was Simcha on Shabbos, it would knock off Shiva. It must be that there is no Simcha on Shabbos. That's Tosos and Moed Katan Chav Gimel and Beis. That's against what we just said a minute ago from the Yushalmi. The Shita Mekubatzas says that it's usher to get married on Shabbos. Why? A ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, which is proving the other way. That it's such a, yeah, exactly. That Shabbos is such a joyous day. You can't be ma'arv simcha and simcha. That's the Shita Mekubatzas and Ksuvas Dav Zayin. The Maharil says that you're not allowed to fast on Yantav because it's a day of Simcha, but on Shabbos, technically, you can fast. Why? Because it's not a day of Simcha. The Maharil. Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Chaf Tas 529, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person should wear a big day Yantav, and it should be more special than big day Shabbos. All right, so just as we're preparing for Yantav, for Pesach, be aware that your Big Day Yantav should be extra special. It should be a step up from Big Day Shabbos. Why? The Magen Avraham says, because there's Simcha on Yantav. There's no Simcha on Shabbos. It's interesting.
Can you make Kaim with Kittel on Pesach?
What? Make Kaim what?
Wearing Big Day Yantav.
Oh. Would a kittel be satisfactory for Big Day Yant?
Like, oh, absolutely.
I hear.
So
you heard today? Yeah, it may depend what kittel represents. If it represents the Yom HaMisa, then I don't think that's a good choice. Yeah, maybe it represents something else, but yeah. Now, it's interesting, if you daven and pay attention to the davening that in the Sefar, Nusach Sefar, it says in Boi V'Shalom Ateres Bala, Gam? No. Nusach Sefar is Barina.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting. We say Gam V'Sacha U'Tzala. Nusach Sefar is Gam Barina, which is interesting. All right, so some point that out, that the Nusach that we have in davening, change it. He says Barina, we say the Simcha. Does that also connect to this point of Simcha and Shabbos? It's funny that the Ri says, the Arizal says that you say Yisnuchu Malchuscha not only in Musaf but in all tefillos in Dan, which is interesting. It's almost like a stira to what the Arizal's point before is that you don't say Gam Simcha, you say Gam Barina. Now, over Shabbos, I had the chance to do some Zemiros. And you can go through Zemiros, and you'll see, I think I saw maybe a dozen allusions to Simcha and Shabbos. Menucha v'Simcha, like Udin, Usa Samcheni, right? Usa Samcheni, Kiyashma Shabbat, we say, right, Usa Samcheni, we have maybe a dozen or so that I just saw, allusions to Simcha and Shabbos. Now, many of the songs were written by, you know, people that I can't tell you we can prove halacha from. Some songs were written by Rishonim, right? So it's interesting that they would use the word simcha in regards to Shabbos, Jonathan. But nevertheless, even if you say menucha v'simcha orla Yehudim, Yom Shabbos and Yom Achmanim, it may not be a raya that there's a chi of simcha on Shabbos, but that people on Shabbos are typically more joyous. So menucha v'simcha orla Yehudim, Yom Shabbos and Yom Achmanim, may not be saying there's a chi of simcha, but in general, meaning, you know, people are joyous on Shabbos more so than on the rest of the days of the week. One last point that the Rav said, and this is printed if you ever have a chance, to get your hands on a machzor of the Rav on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you will notice this is printed in one of his essays, a beautiful essay. I often read it every year because it's printed there, so when I have spare time, I'll just review it quickly. So in that essay, he writes a beautiful, beautiful Torah from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, the Chiddush HaGram. The Chiddush HaGram tries to be a little bit more subtle and nuanced in his definition of Simcha and Shabbos. Is there not? We see Makoros back and forth, back and forth. Says the Gram of Moshe Soloveitchik the following Chiddush, and it's a beautiful Chiddush. He says, well, depends where you are. Based on the Ramban, he points out that there's an inyan of simcha in the Beis HaMikdash with Karbanos. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. The idea of simcha is specifically connects to the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Says the Chiddush HaGram that the answer to the question is there simcha on Shabbos? Where is there no Simcha on Shabbos? Depends. Where are you? If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a special Chi of Simcha that connects to the Karbanos, and therefore you would have a Chi of Simcha, Achilas Basar. Okay, makes sense, right, Jonathan? You have Achilas Basar, it's a Chi of Simcha, and you rejoice the Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. What says the ground? Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chi of Simcha.
Everyone's in the
face. Well, we're talking about now on Shabbos.
I know, but you can even apply it to all the Yom Tov. That's why there is Simcha by the Shabbos Regalim, because everyone goes to the base of the
Yom Tov. Oh, that's what you're saying. Interesting. Okay. Oh, I see.
So really, if you were outside.
I challenge that because today, when we don't go to the base of Mikdash, we most likely still have a Chiyuv Simcha. It's Machlokas Rishonim. You may be onto something. It could be. Shita Tosos. I think Tosos is Shita that in a couple of places that today there is no Chiyuv Simcha. So then you may be right according to the Shita Tosos. But I'm not sure that's a pasuk pshat, that, you know, there may be a pasuk pshat that there's a chiyuv simcha even chutz the base of Mikdash today. Okay, but it's a good ha'ara. That is a good ha'ara. I'm trying to remember to put that in the notes. That's a good ha'ara that maybe connects to Shita's Tosos. Okay. Now, what are we saying here? We're saying that there is a chiyuv simcha on Shabbos, but only in the base of Mikdash. And not only that, the Rav's father pointed out that if you look in our Nusach HaTfilah, when do you say, for Ashkenazim, when do you say, Yismuchu
B'malchuscha? Right after the Kabbalah Seder.
Okay, so exactly. And which tefillah?
Musaf.
Now, Ashkenazim only say the Musaf. It's interesting, Sfaradim say it.
What?
In all tefillahs, Nusach Sfarad. For those who doubt Nusach Sfarad, I'm sure, Jacob, you probably say it all tefillahs, Yismuchu B'malchuscha.
Is this the same as the Jew as well?
I probably similar. So I imagine you do. I'm not sure. Imagine you do. But the Rav's father said the following point. He said, why is it that Nusach Ashkenaz only says Yisrael Malchuscha in Musaf? So he said like this. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv of Shabbos, even though there is obviously Karbanos, but I guess the bulk of the tefillah has to do with Rachame. We discussed this in the past. Right? The main issue the main inyan of tefillah is rachame. It's connected to me, and that's a whole other discussion. But the main thing is rachame. There's one tefillah that has no other element to it, and that's tefillah's musaf. Because there is no element of rachame, of asking Hashem for mercy. There is no rachame and mercy in tefillah's musaf. It doesn't correspond to anything like that. And therefore, says the Gram, the Chidushi Gram, that musaf was the one tefillah that had only one element to it, which is the element of Karbanos. Ah, said Rav Soloveitchik's father, the Gram, that's why Musaf has Yismuchu B'malchuscha. Because Musaf is the one tefillah of Shabbos that's all about Karbanos. And that's what the Rav is saying.
The
Rav's father said
that Karbanos?
Karbanos, yeah. The Simcha of Shabbos connects to Karbanos.
So then why does Nusach Sfarad say it?
Okay, so Nusach Sfarad, we disagree. But that's what the Rav's father felt, and that was it's printed again, you can look it up in the Machzor. That's what he said. So, in a nutshell, Simcha and Shabbos is nuanced. We have Makoros back and forth, yes or no, right? Question. And then we saw the last idea, which is that it's nuanced, it depends where you are. The Beis Hamikdash, yes, out of the Beis Hamikdash, no. Okay, and then remind me, we'll try to address a little bit more of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh, also relevant to this past Gemara. Okay. Good. I'd like to now move on into the Gemara for today. The very, very bottom of Mem Tesamon Aleph, the Gemara says, Gidol Bar Menyumi Havakali Kamed Rav Nachman. So Gidol Bar Menyumi was standing in front of Rav Nachman Torah. Rav Nachman, the Hodel HaReisha, Nachman made a mistake and he went back to the beginning. Omar lei, my time of it, Marafi, why did you do this? Omar lei, Domar Abshila, Marav, Ta, Fozal Rosh. If you make a mistake, you go back to the beginning. Ay, Vomar Abuna, Omarav, Ta, Omar Baruch Shanasan. What do you mean, go back to the beginning? We just said Baruch Shanasan. So Omar lei, Lav Itmar Allah, Omar of Menashe, Bar Tachlifa, Omar Av, Loshanu Elish Lapasach Ba Tova Hamaitet. You hear the difference? Says Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa, quoting Rav. Right, Lo Shanu, it's only taught Ela Shalom Pasach Ba Tov HaMeitiv. Right, if you didn't start HaTov HaMeitiv, if you start HaTov HaMeitiv, then what do? Got to go back to the Rosh, to the beginning. Okay, so the Gemara in a nutshell distinguishes, do you go back or not, depends if you started HaTov HaMeitiv. If you started HaTov HaMeitiv, Chozel the Rosh. If you didn't start a Tova Meitiv, then you say this insert that we've been talking about. Look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, "V'hadol reisha v'tchilas brachas amazon k'der mina gavet tzvila acharis raglav chozel rosh." Right, just like we know by acharis raglav by davening, you go back to the beginning. Hasam hudik akiras raglayim. There you go back after you do akiras raglayim because there is akiras raglayim. Right, Avalacha Sima Brachu Akiras Raglayim. So, how does Rashi define this idea of Hadal Reisha when you finish, when you start?
I told me to do Skilu
It's Kiyilu Kiyiris Rabbayim.
Exactly.
It's concluding your...
Concluding. It's like a Kiyiris Rabbayim. Once it's like a Kiyiris Rabbayim, you got to go back to the beginning, like we find it to one Esther. Now, the big question in the sugya, as I'm sure you saw, the big, big question is, what does it mean, Hadil L'Reisha? Right? So that machlokas was shown, right? What does it mean, Hadil L'Reisha? That's a big, Sammy, it's a big machlokas. Look at the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Lo shani v'lo shalo pasak v'ata v'meita, lo pasak v'ata v'meita, lo pasak v'ata v'meita, lo pasak v'ata v'meita, what does that mean, Pirish Rambam Zal? Rabbi Seder, Atzer Fatim, chose l'rosh. Kala brachos kulon dahein razan. Okay, like Rashi. The time of Ka'amri Shai Kivan Shagomar Kalabrachos Hatorah Apo Pishalo Gomar Atova Meitiv Kivan Shi Eina Ela Medivrayim Harayim Kilo Gomar Kalabrachos V'chozel Rosh Mamish. Right, so he says it's like you finished all the brachos. It's like similar to what Rashi was saying. Right, it's like a Kiyuris Raglayim. And therefore you go back to the beginning. Veinu mechuberi reinai klal. Shemata omer ken afilu kilo pasach batova meitav nam yatzel l'rosh. Shari gomer kol brachos atorah. Strong question, right? The Rashi says, well, then go back even after you finish boni bracha v'shalom amein, before you start the next bracha, you should do that. Ela nirin dibrei arai rizal shekasav she'enu chozer ela l'rosh ha-bracha dahainu boni yushalayin. V'lo gara brachos atorah meitav min ha-rad v'lo metachnu nimachat filaso. Okay, so he says the Ravid, he quotes the Ravid, it sounds like he likes the Ravid. Where the Ravid says, what does it mean you're chozer l'rosh? It doesn't mean you go back to the beginning of benching, Jonathan. Where do you go back to?
Beginning of
bracha, namely rachem. Right, that's what you go back to. So it's a major machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam, Rabbeinu Tzifat, and Rashi says go back to the rosh, means the rosh, and Ezra, according to the Ravid, the Rashba seems to subscribe to that opinion, you go back to Rachim. Okay. Just to quickly review, what's the machlokas, the Yisoda machlokas, between these two opinions? Okay, so I'm saying review because we actually touched on this when we saw Atova HaMeitav. So I'll say two things. The first thing I would say...
Is it the Chakira?
Ah, exactly. Hatov HaMeitav. How do you view Hatov HaMeitav? Right, so let's just review that again. So, for Rashi, for the Rambam, once you start Hatov HaMeitav, right, you have completed, not just completed, right, you're actually in a whole different world. Right, you're in a different world. According to the Ravid, like we saw this Ravid, this is Nasagos. The Ravid sounds like this is like you're still in the middle of benching. Maybe you're doing the Tachnunim, but you're still continuing benching, right? And what is the Chakira about? The question really is Hatova HaMeitav a completely random thing that we sort of tacked on to benching, right? That would be the Rambam Shita. Okay, so then if it's a random thing you tacked on to benching, whatever reason that we gave, but it's a separate add-on, not really part of benching, well then it's worse than tachnunim. It's a whole different thing. And therefore you have to go back to the beginning of benching. That's the Rambam Shita. That's Rashi. That's what the Rashi first quotes. However, the Ravid, I would say, is of the opinion that no, that this is not just a random add-on, meaning it's added, but it's like tachnunim, right? It's exactly like tachnunim, like we described. It's like tachnunim. And because it's like tachnunim, right? Because it's like tachnunim, then why would you go back to the beginning? Like we said in Shmona Esrei, if you're doing tachnunim, you don't go back to the beginning. You're still in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You can go back to the beginning of the bracha that you made a mistake in. Bracha sarosha bracha to uvnei yushmai terach. That's one analysis. And this is, again, old stuff, but now we're seeing it again in the sugya. A second point that there's a related point, well, maybe it goes back to a question, is there even a possibility to have tachnunim in Berachos HaMazon? That has to do with the Emek Bracha that I mentioned way back when, right, where he said, listen, I understand tachnunim when it comes to davening. Why does that make sense? Right, why does it make sense to have tachnun min davening?
Because that's the whole point of it, is to...
because davening is... Exactly, davening is meant to talk to Hashem. You ask Him, you talk to Him, you add things, you say your own things. That's all part of davening. So of course, tachnunim makes sense when it comes to davening. It's a continuation of davening. It makes total sense. However, Abosai says, this is based on the name of bracha, right? When it comes to benching, what's benching? Zach, what's benching?
It's a mitzvah.
Right? Once you bench, you fulfill the mitzvah, you're done.
Could you
be most? Okay, I hear it. Could you be mosiv on a mitzvah like that? Does it even make sense that you could continue a mitzvah like that? I mean, you did the mitzvah. What do you? You lit 8 candles on the 8th night of Hanukkah. Like, you're done. What are you going to do? You're going to light more candles. I mean, you finish the mitzvah. So here as well, if you finish benching, What are you going to? You're going to say something new? Say something extra? I mean, you bench is a mitzvah.
Did you
work?
You put it in earlier,
and
like if you're like famous or whatever. Okay.
All right, but I think just not to get distracted. You see the main point, Zach. The point is like it's a mitzvah. Okay, in the middle. Okay, it's interesting, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So there's nothing else you can do to continue the mitzvah. It's like you did the mitzvah. What are you going to do? You did Kisa Adam. Are you going to do it again? I mean, you did the mitzvah. So if you finish benching, Jonathan, you finish the words of benching. You've done the mitzvah. There's nothing else left. And that's another wrinkle to this. Machlokas, the lumdas and the machlokas here between the Raivin and the Rambam and other Rishonim. Okay. Now, there is a discussion that the Rush has here. Why you should be Chozer the Rush. Okay, so the Rambam says, why you Chozer the Rush? What's the Rambam Shita? What does the Rambam say? You go back, the Rashi explained, we explained it. Why do you go back to the beginning according to the Rambam? He said, because you finished the benching, right? It's all done, right? It's all done, right? It's Kilu Gomer Kol HaBracha, so you're all done. So there's nothing, you go back. And therefore you have to go back to the very beginning. You're finished, right? It's like you finished davening, you go back to the beginning. Here as well, the same is true. Now, Rabbozai, the Rosh gives a different shot here. You all saw the Rosh? Everybody saw the Rosh? It's a longer piece in the Rosh. We don't have to read the whole thing. First, he has a machlokas regarding Psak Halacha, right? It's interesting, machlokas. How do we paskin regarding Rosh Chodesh? He quotes the Rif, who says, Ein lachtom ba, right? The Rish says that we are chosim ba. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, I ask you to see Shulchan Aruch. What are we paskin about Chasima and Rosh Chodesh? Right, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Saw that? Just good to know. I mean, most people will do it from a sitter anyway. What does Shulchan Aruch say? What was that? Exactly. Right, the Rif Paskins. I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rif that you don't say a chasima. Okay, interesting. Now he goes on. He quotes the Gemara. Let's skip to where it says. He quotes Avo Pasuk Ba'atova Hameitav. I don't know. It's around 10 lines down in the Rif in the Rosh. If you start Atova Hameitav Chozer the Rosh Berachas Azan Kedaminu Le'el Gabe Yitchash Shilach Ragal Chozer the Rosh V'Chanei Narkiyos V'Glayim. The shiny hasam, okay, here he's going to give a new pshat. Shiny hasam, I'll tell you why it's different here, why you have to go back to the beginning. The gimel brachos achronos v'shuvos kibracha achas. Sherim tav lo yiskim v'simshal v'sefer chayim v'aser esmei tshuva v'chein v'chsov v'chayim v'bodim v'diver ebini yitzvah v'chasov v'mala d'machzir oso eno chozer v'osa bracha shedilek v'elo chozer v'tchilas v'tzei. Last line here in the Rosh V'chein, Berichas Amazon, Nami Chashuvos, Kulam, Baruch Ha'achas, V'tarat Lachs of the Rosh. Astonishing idea. He quotes three, this is a discussion of Rishon, he quotes three that says if you make a mistake in the first three brachos, right, by the way, we have this in Atta Kadosh, right, if you say Atta Kadosh, Shishim Pakadosh, and then you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh, during Aseret Simei Tshuva, where do you go back to?
Beginning.
beginning of Shemot Esra. Why? The answer is because of this idea that the three brachos are considered ka'achas. Says the Rosh, it's the truth as well regarding the last three brachos. That you go back to the beginning of that. They're considered achas, it's one unit. For whatever reason, bakashos, sadas, it's one unit. Says the Rosh, based on that, the same is true when it comes to benching. Very interesting application. Meaning that benching has three brachos, right? Hazan, Rachim, I'm sorry, Zano the Rachim, says the Rosh, all those three brachos are considered ka'achas, they're considered one unit. Says the Rosh, that's why if a person makes a mistake and forgets, Yael Diablo has to go back. You can't go back to the last of the three brachos of Rachim. You can't just go back to Rachim. Why? Because Rachim is a unit, it's part of the unit of three brachos. You can't go back to the middle of it. You have to go back to the beginning of it, which is the first brach, which is Hazan Solom Global Tibab. Kevin, are you see that? That's the Rosh's reason behind this. Very different reason that we saw earlier in the Rishonim in the Rosh. Yes?
How does this work earlier when we were talking the semester? We were saying that it's time, Shalosh, Shalosh. How can you say it's one bracha if we literally.
It was one bracha.
Here he's saying,
I see. No, so that's it's a kash, but not such a kash. It's not literally one bracha. It's dino bracha.
Because all the same.
Yeah. It's not a mamish one bracha. Yeah. Okay, it's an interesting point. Now I asked you to see the El Tazed, right? The Pnei Yeshua. The Alta Zeta Rubin has a nafkamina between these two explanations of why Yechoz the Rosh. Again, the first reason, like the Rashba quotes from the Rambam, Yechoz the Rosh, because, well, you've completed everything, all the brachas deraisa, that's it. Alright? So, you gotta go back to the beginning. You've completed your davening, or slash brachas mazon, you go back to the beginning. That's one shot. The Rosh says a different shot. The Rosh says, no, that's not why. The reason why you go back to the beginning is because the first three brachos are considered one unit, and you can't go back to the midpoint of that unit. You got to go back to the very beginning. That's the second approach. What's the nafkamina in the Pnei Yehoshua? What's the Alta Zeta nafkamina? What was that? Brisvatora. Excellent, right? Brisvatora. Meaning what? What if you forgot Brisvatora? It's you're saying Rache. You forget Malchus Vestavit, or you're saying no, that you forget Bris V'Torah, you forget Bris Hashem Asam, so you have no such thing on our time. It's all about that case. Okay? Then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Eretz V'Al Mazon, Gevalt, I forgot to say. What do you do? No. Where do you go back to? Chaver, what do you say?
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi and the Rambam, where do you go back to?
Birchus
Haaretz. According to the Rosh, where do you go back to? The
beginning of
benching. Why? One unit. It doesn't make sense to go in the middle. Go back to the beginning of the unit. That's the Pnei Yehoshua's nafkamina, a very important nafkamina between these two shonim. Now, how do we paskin this shayla? So you may have seen this in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Kol Pechas Sif Vav tells us the very end of Sif Vav when he goes through the whole sugya, he says Avol Lo Niskar Chehisla Tova Hametiv Sarech Lachzor Nu. What does he say?
The Rosh.
Would you go back to
the Rosh?
What? The Rosh Brachas Amazon. Right? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Where do you go back to? Alright, you go back to the beginning of benching. Right? Not the beginning of the bracha. Who's that? Which shita is that?
So that's like the
Rosh. That's the Rosh slash which other Rishonim we saw. It says go back to the beginning of benching. No. Which other Rishonim go back to the beginning of benching. The Rambam. Right, Rashi says that. Now.
He paskins like Rashi and Rosh.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is just one messes up in like the between Rahim and Bnei Rishon, like we say, or we're not talking about Noda anymore. Right?
This case of Argamon.
Okay. You don't go back to Mizraim, so it's better to
We never go back to Zion.
What do you want to say?
Clearly,
Zion's
not
a revenge.
Because it was,
then you'd be okay, very interesting lundus there. I like that lundus. There's a long beer halacha. I don't know if it was in the Mar Mekomos. There's a long beer halacha who quotes like a lengthy, you know, lengthy discussion here. Just interesting. He quotes that besides for the Rashba and Raivin who say Chozer LaRosh HaBracha, he quotes Ben Yonah. He quotes the Rokeach. Okay, so.
They also say that
for the Rosh. Yeah. However, we don't pass him that way because he says on the Rambam side, Rashi and the Rosh side, he also found many Rishonim. And I'll give you some of his list here, Bir Alach's list. He says the Ra'ah, the Orzerua, Rabbein Yerucham, Tosus Rabbein Yehuda, Shita Mekubata, Zemindel Oz, the Riaz, all side with the Rambam. Okay? That's what he says. And he goes on and he actually addresses some of the things about the Pnei Yehoshua. I don't think he mentions the Pnei Yehoshua, but similar points in Afkaminos that we saw from the Pnei Yehoshua. What if, you know, Bris the Torah talks about, where would you go back to? Do you go back to the beginning of benching or to that bracha? Right? He goes into that discussion, although I don't believe he quotes the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay. Now, there's a very fascinating shaila that's raised, very fascinating shaila that's raised by the Taz. What does the Taz say? So the Taz, this is in Sif Katan Dalid, and this is in our Simon Bechas. The Taz says, Tov Hizkir Shel Shabbos, nearly. The Mishani Yodea Nusach Bracha Zusha Masker Khan Shanasan Shabbasas Lamanucha Hulai Tsarach Lachs Larosh Kibin Shani Yodea Lusak and Hachisar Elam Yodea Schalavasim Afshin Yodea Shar Nusach Kuroy and Tsarach Lachs or Bishful Zam. Right, so what does the Taz say? Very fascinating. And I really do feel this is Halachim of Maisim Mamash. Okay, what's he talking about? The Taz is saying, what if a person finds himself without a sin? Every art school sitter has the page which, you know, the Gemara describes of what you do, what brachas you say. Every art school sitter, page 196 in the Hebrew English edition. Okay, if you have an art school app on your sitter app, you have it in your sitter app.
You wouldn't be on your phone on Shabbos.
The problem is, on Shabbos, you don't have a phone. And sometimes on Shabbos, you have a, you know, you don't have an art school, I mean, it could happen, you don't have an art school sitter. And some benchers have it, but not all benchers have it. And the Taz wants to know, I don't know if that's ever happened to you, where you find yourself, right, in a house or your own house without any access to this bracha, and you remember that you forgot to say Al Biyavo or Tzai, right? And you don't have a phone, you don't have any way to look it up, you're stuck. What do you do? You ever know? Never happened to you, right?
Maybe.
It did happen to you. I feel like it's happened to me. I don't remember when.
I mean, you didn't remember mid-benching.
Well, that's the point, right? You remember that you have to say it. You have no idea what
you
to
started
say.
The next bracha.
No, you didn't start the next bracha, obviously. That's what I'm saying. That's not the case here. If you start the next bracha, then you don't. But the question is where you didn't start the next bracha.
I'm saying like you're at the point of it.
Yeah, you're about to. You want to say it. You know that you have to say Baruch Ata Hashem, something, something, something. You just don't know what it is. You have no idea. And it's Shabbos. There's no way to find out. What do you do? So what does the Taz say? The Taz says, listen, if you mamish don't know it at all, you go back to the beginning of benching, and you start again, and you say Ritzai. That you have to do. And then the Taz says, but what if you know like a little bit of the beginning and a little bit of the end? All right, what if you know that? So the Taz says, okay. It's okay. It's fine. Right? Who says? Taz says very clearly that if you know the Haskalah and the Siyam, even if you don't know the middle of the Bracha so well, you don't go back. That's the Taz, right? And in fact, Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot Yud Zayin brings. Okay, so he brings it down. It's interesting, he tells you to look at the Bir Halacha. So I look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, in that very same simon, he says, I am Mishnah Berurah, what I quote from the Taz, the whole thing. He says, well, yes, Daiti Yeshua, I am. Is that tshuva? It's not clear at all that this psak of the Taz is correct. And he quotes from Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yudal Sivav that if you forgot Mashiv Aruach, okay, if one forgot Mashiv Aruach, and you remember to say it, this is Kuf Yudal Sivav. If one forgot Mashiv Aruach, right, and you remember to say it, Atul Hisl Ata Kadosh. Okay? So you forgot Masav Ruach. You weren't Maskal Ata Kadosh. The Omer Masav Ruach right there and then. Vuadin Lin Yal Yavo Kishiniska Kodom Shiniska Omodim. Uchlo Kaman. He says, Vatam Chazem, Mishim the Kemish Lohis Ladayim Bracha Acheres. And here as well. So what does he say? It's a very interesting psak. What do you do if you forgot Mashiv Aruach and you remember right after you say Mechaya Mason? What's the din? What does he quote?
What do you do? Say Mashiv Aruach right then and there. Obviously if you're still in the second bracha, you say it then. But what if you just finished the second bracha and now you didn't start the third bracha? You didn't remember to say Mashiv Aruach until now. So Reuben, what's the din? So he quotes from Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like the din is. You could say it right there. So asks the Bir Halacha, I don't understand. Right? I don't understand, says the Bir Halacha, I don't understand. Why is it different over here? Right? The Taz says, if you don't know the whole bracha, bracha tashem, mekadesh shabbos, all the whole thing, right? You don't know it. You go back to the beginning and you say, you know, venturing from the beginning, you say, would say, says the Bir Halacha, why is it different than Mashiv Aruach Mordechai Gashem? Mashiv Aruach Mordechai Gashem, we say, it's okay to say it right then and there, right? Jacob, you could say it right then and there. After Mechaya Mason, you could say Mashiv Aruach Mordechai Gashem. So why can't you say Ya'al B'Yavo or it say right then and there? Okay, L'chatchila, you should say it in bracha form. But Reuven, it says not L'chatchila, it's B'Di'avad. The Taz says you have to go back to the beginning. Right? Why? Sam, you have a question? Why go back to the beginning? Just say it right then and there. Yeah, John?
Why can't you say it in bracha?
Say what? Mashiv Aruach? Okay, great question. Who wants to take that question? We have enough information to be able to answer that question. Why can't you say Mashiv Aruach and Mordechai Gashem in Baruch Halim? Right? Baruch Halim.
You can't say 27
words. No.
Until
you get
a question versus Sheila.
Touches on
or
that.
Or Haskar versus Sheila.
Yeah. Mashiv Aruach and Mordechai Gashem is not a Bakasha.
It's in the
Sheva for a reason. Okay? So it doesn't belong in Baruch Halim. Okay. Yeah, question?
Can you, this is all about forgetting, you think because the Rambam or you mentioned the day.
You have to mention.
This all stems down from
mention what?
You mentioned the day.
The day, yes.
So, would you be able to say, if you forget, would say, you forget this act, for forgetting, let's say, if you say the Rambam, you
know, you're good. No, not good enough. It's not good enough.
So what do we apply? Even though you're literally saying...
Because when, it, when it's ma'akev, you have to do it in the middle of benching.
And then this would be a derabana bar because after...
Not even derabana. Because
it's done with the derabana bar. So.
Yeah, but the last ones are not even derabana. They're just minah. Yeah. So for Al-Anisa, which anyway, you don't go back for, okay, so chafadin. But if you have to go back, like we pass against that, it's not good enough. Now, the Bir Halacha is not convinced, really not convinced about this. I don't think he's so happy with the Taz. He's not so happy. He says, he's not so happy. It's not a pasha thing, the Bir Halacha. It's not a pasha thing. So he's not convinced about this psak. Very interesting ruling. Now, there are a couple other interesting rulings I asked you to see. This is in the Mishnah Berurah. I thought it was really interesting. What if a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, before he says, Boni Barach Mav Yushalayim Amen, he remembers, right? He remembers, I didn't say, Yalav, what should he do?
Say
Amdeni Chukach. He brings that down. He has other interesting psakim here as well. This is very interesting, Hachal Maisa.
I thought he was saying that the Amdeni Chukach rule is when you're starting from Matoba Meitiv.
No, that's not exactly the case that he's talking about. Okay, I know. I wasn't sure myself.
Okay.
Not so sure. Okay, so it's a very interesting thing. He had a couple other interesting points here as well.
About if you say Baruch Hashem,
and then, that's a great, and then you're, that's another great thing. He said you can just go into the bracha that you should do for forgetting.
It seems like it doesn't mean because you're kavanah.
Yeah, that's also not a question.
It's like, oh, that was part of the plan all along.
Yeah. All right, welcome down here. No, no topic.